Well, when things get hot up top, you got to get the puck down low. And we don't get the puck down low, and then they send the guy, they transition extremely well. Hey, that's a good team. That's a minor league team out there. And I thought that they slowed down a little bit. Exerted a tremendous amount of effort in that first period. I thought they slowed down a little bit. You know, when it's all said and done, even strength, it's a 1-1 game. We've given up three shorties. I mean, that's not a very good formula for success. But again, you know what? We're going to make some mistakes, but you can't make nuclear mistakes. We've made some nuclear mistakes, and that's why we're sitting where we are. I think there was a combination of they exerted a tremendous amount of energy in the first period, and we were pretty good. But the bottom line is pucks have got to travel. We've got to get pucks out. We've got to get pucks in. When we don't, they're going to cranny them back at us quickly, and there probably isn't going to be a happy ending to that chapter of the story.
That is the voice of one of the best quotables in college hockey, Air Force coach Frank Sertori, on Friday against the Sun Devils. Welcome to Inferno on Ice. It is fall break at ASU, so we have a really short show today. In NCAA news, they will be voting to allow to see if major junior players will be allowed to play college hockey in November. Brad Schlossman from the Grand Forks Herald tweeted out on Tuesday, "Braxton Whitehead has nothing to do with what's happening here. He's just anticipating the change. Whitehead is not the first CHL player to commit to the NCAA. We'll talk to Brad Schlossman in a couple weeks from the Grand Forks Herald. The Sun Devils split with Air Force in an 8-1 win on Friday. Bennett Schimmick had the hat trick. I do want to talk about the Dylan Jackson goal. This goal was called no goal on the ice, and then after video review, it was overturned and called a goal. I texted a lot of college hockey people about this, and one NCAA coach responded in 60 seconds, saying this indeed is a good goal. How this works is James Callahan from Air Force pushed Lucas Sillinger into Guy Blessing, resulting in becoming a goal. Let's talk about special teams here. ASU took 6 penalties and scored 3 shorthanded goals and 2 power play goals. On Saturday, it was a 4-3 loss in overtime. It was a back-and-forth game with the scoring. Clayton Cosentino scored the game winner with 2 minutes and 44 seconds into overtime. Greg Powers had this to say at his weekly press conference.
You know, I think the guys are feeling pretty good, right? We're not happy about giving that one away Saturday. You know, it is credit to Air Force. They played well. They played better, but we had the game won, right? It was in our back pocket, and we gave it away, and now we got to get one back.
Friday night in Tempe should be a fun one. Number 10 Michigan is in town, and the puck drops at 3:30. It is the home opener, and it's an early puck drop because football takes on Utah right across the street at 7:30. The series will close on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Around the NCHC, or the Nacho, as our friend Dave Starman likes to call it, Omaha will play UMass Lowell in the Icebreaker Tournament in Las Vegas on Friday. They'll either play Air Force or Minnesota on Saturday. Minnesota Duluth heads out east to play UMass Lowell. Western Michigan takes on Ferris State in a home-and-home series in Kalamazoo on Friday. Miami hosts Alaska Anchorage. St. Cloud State will play a home-and-home with Bemidji State. And Colorado College will host Northern Michigan. We'll chat with you soon, and folks up.